This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, November 6. While the grain market takes a dip Friday, led by soy and corn, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was also lower. Futures are still hanging on to some of yesterday's upturn. Thank goodness for that, because there has been a wheat glut around the world. And even though we're getting some great demand there, we have been able to eat through some of the supplies. Many still remains, and we still don't have any participation from any fund activity. It seems that all the big fund managers are playing the stock market, as well they should, since it's making another new high again. So we're watching that closely, as well as the U.S. dollar index. Now, that was up a little bit today, too. Perhaps that put a little more pressure on all the grain markets as well. But a lot of news is going to be coming next week. We expect a little more volatility to come back as we start the new week.
Chicago December wheat prices closed Friday down a quarter point at 426. December corn was down 2.25 at 349. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 520 to 535. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for November were up 1, ranging from 566 and 3 quarters to 596 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were up 2, ranging from 744 and 3 quarters to 754 and 3 quarters. Live cattle for December were up 295 and a half at 127.32 and a half. November feeder cattle were up 295 at 161. November class 3 milk was up a penny at 16.56. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report from the Ag Information Network.